B-Pod Studios.
Ahoy!
Yes!
Tony? Hey, Tony. Tony D'Amico?
This is Tony speaking.
Are you Tony? What's going on? Where's the old peppin' Tony D'Amico's voice? I almost heard you gasping for air. That's not a good sign. What's the matter, buddy?
Stan, I'm in bad shape.
Oh, no. Did something happen to you? Did you have a fall?
No.
Oh, man. You got the bug? You're not COVID-y, are you?
I don't think so, Stan. But I'd gone downhill in a hurry.
Are you home? Are you at the restaurant? You need to be lying down or something by the way you sound.
I haven't been able to get out of bed for a while.
You got a fever or anything?
Nothing like that. What happened, Stan, is that I went for my doctor's appointment for my checkup.
Yeah, hold on. But Tony, do me a favor. I'm really concerned here. Just don't talk for a second. Just breathe for me. Let me hear you breathing. That was the first thing that I heard when you picked up the phone. Oh, my God. Do you see? Tony! You said you went to the doctor, so you're under a doctor's care, aren't you? Oh my God, that breathing!
My doctor of many years retired, and he didn't tell me, and he was replaced by this young fella, who I guess is the only one I'm allowed to see on my insurance.
Oh, man, yeah, that happens, especially with the 6 months of no office visit. You never liked going to a doctor anyway.
I couldn't stand it.
And so you didn't know your doctor retired. So you got some young kid that took over the practice?
Yeah, and you know, with the stethoscope and
what?
And he looked in my ear. And,
okay.
Then he wanted to, you know, he took a lot of blood from me, made me dizzy.
Well, they it sounds like they're giving you the full work over there. What was it, a physical that you were supposed to get?
Well, he was really bad-mouthing the old doc who's been with me for years and said that the doctor I was very fond of didn't know what he was doing.
Oh, and so the new doctor said that your doctor that you had who retired didn't know what he was doing?
Yeah, he said it was very antiquated the way that he treated me.
I believe he treated you through your heart attack about 20 years ago,
Stan. I wish he was still my doctor because this young fella, I got like 16 bottles of pills now.
What have they got you taking?
I can't even pronounce half this stuff. But I figured he's a doctor. He knows best.
How long have you been in bed like this?
Ever since I seen the doctor and I started taking these pills.
When was that? What, earlier in the week?
It was about a week and a half ago.
A week and a half ago?
And I know I'm an old man, but I feel about 150 now. And he said, you need to take all of these medications every day, but the most important thing is that you must stop smoking immediately.
That's pretty funny. That's pretty funny. Tell you to stop smoking immediately.
Well, you stand. He said that if I kept smoking, that it was a virtual certainty that it was an emergency that I should stop immediately, that I was probably overdosing on nicotine in the office. And I told him, you know, most of the time I'm fine. I'm a small businessman. I'm very active. And he goes, no. You need bed rest, and you must take every one of these 16 pills several times a day, and no cigarettes for you. And I haven't got I don't have the energy to get out of bed. I can't move. Dan, I don't know. My eyesight is so poor. I can't even read the labels. I'm putting on a lot of weight. I'm eating just candy all the time.
Candy? What, like a lot of hard candy? Like, you know, because I remember when my grandmother quit, it was a lot of, like, peppermints and hard candies.
Well, I started out like that. I sent Jimmy down to the Walgreens, and he picked me up enough to get me through a couple of days, and then he brought me a tablet, and I started ordering things like cotton candy and lemon heads and gobstoppers.
Are you eating those now?
Yeah, I mean, I did pixie sticks.
This is not good. This is all sugar. You're going through withdrawals, Tony. He didn't put you on any Chantix. He didn't give you, like, nicotine patches. Or what about nicotine gum or something? This will kill you.
He said that's antiquated.
Hey, Tony, don't pass out on me. Don't pass out on me. Yeah, I'm worried about you now. But you're taking 16 pills?
Glandular. What? But anyway,
Tony.
So I just was wondering if this keeps up, if you could just maybe in the next couple of days pop by the restaurant and make sure that Tim's okay.
What, is he running the place by himself?
Yeah, I wanted to know if your lawyer, Mr. Snuffleupagus,
Wait a second. I'm going to play doctor, although I'm not a doctor. I'm going to play doctor here. I'm concerned about you. I think your old doctor knew this.
Oh,
how old were you when you started smoking cigarettes? How old? Teenager?
12.
Younger? 12. All right, so you're 12. Let's just say you're 90. 92. My math is good. So you've been smoking for 80 years.
Nothing but a number.
You've been smoking. This is going to kill you. I wouldn't advise anybody that's been smoking 80 years just to quit. It'll kill you.
The doctor says at my age that most of my time should be spent in bed rest and pills.
You shouldn't be on most of your time left on bed rest and pills. You've got to get back down to that restaurant. You've got to go and sit in that tornado and smoke. Tony, I'm going to tell you right now, I'm concerned about you. This doctor doesn't know. Quitting after 80 years of smoking is going to kill you.
Yeah.
Now, do you look, do you have...
There's nothing I can do
about
it.
Yes, you can do. Yes, you can. I'm going to help you out here. You got to have on that end table next to the bed.
I'm just fading.
Look,
okay?
I don't want you fading. Over by the end table where you got all that stuff.
Do you want the tornado?
No, I don't want the tornado. God knows I don't want... Look.
Do you want the restaurant?
No, I don't... God, no, I don't want that dump. Now, look. Tony.
Jimmy can't do it on his own.
That's right. You're going to be right back there. I'm going to fix it. God damn it. Will you listen to me for once in your life? Go into the drawer there where I know you got a pack of smokes. I've never known you to be this disciplined, where you got the pack of smokes. And I'm sure you got a book of matches or a lighter right next to the bed. Right there, right there, right under where, you know, go under where Sheila, your ex-dead wife, used to keep the stuff. There's a pack, I'm sure, right under there.
This is going to kill you.
Look, get a cigarette out right now.
Are you telling me because you're my best friend?
That's so nice to say, Tony. You're like a father to me.
Yeah, my great grandfather. And are you telling me the doctor's trying to kill me?
I'm saying that this young doctor doesn't know that your system, your lungs, your windpipe, your sinuses, every muscle in your body has lived on nicotine for 80 years. I'm telling you right now.
It served me well.
Yeah, well, it's done a lot of damage, but not using it's going to kill you. Rip the filter right off of one, smoke it straight, and put it to your lips and light it. Just follow my instructions. If this stopping's going to kill you. Bring it right to your lips.
You're going too fast.
Rip the filter.
Am I talking to Stan or an angel?
Yeah, you're talking to Angel Stan.
Angel Stan says smoking good.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Just put the cigarette to your lips. No filter. Light it.
I know.
You need nicotine.
I ain't prayed like tar. I should.
You need all of the chemicals that are... swipe those prescriptions. Let them hit the ground.
I'm very weak.
I know. That's why, with your last emphysema breath, light that thing. And take a good long drag from it.
Oh, the damn liar.
Come on, get that thing lit. Shake it a little bit. There's fluid in it. Take that cigarette.
Ha.
Hey, Tony! There you are. See, I told you. You just need a little nicotine.
Is this Stan?
Yeah, it's the Angel Stan.
Stan.
Yeah.
I was just having the craziest dream.
Yeah.
You were an angel sent from God that told me that I was allowed to smoke again.
Careful. Take another deep drag. You're still unstable. Take another deep drag.
Oh, my God.
All right. Now get out of that bed and get into that tornado. Head down to that restaurant. Big Tim's been running it for a week and a half now. Lord knows what's in there. You got to go and put your foot down. You're back to normal, Tony.
You're damn right. I got one thing to do first.
What's that?
I got to flush some pills.
Attaboy. Attaboy.
Southwest Florida, sure have a wonderful time. I feel as high as that Australian pine. Now I'm sweating my friggin' ass off in that Southwest Florida heat, but I'm loving all the people that I get to meet. You got to tune your radio on, now listen to me. We got that powerful stuff that'll knock you off. Fort Myers, all the radios are on. All over Southwest Florida, you know it can't be wrong. From Marco to Port Charlotte, they all heard the news. They say 2 o'clock, time to light the fuse. Stand and hate it on
radio that there's ever been. The show is so damn good it makes the Pope wanna sin. The fell out to the beaches, people laugh out loud. Got the show that draws spies and a bit of a crowd. Stand and hit it. Hot paradise. Listen to us once, then you're gonna listen twice. Got up way too damn early for too damn long. Back in the afternoon.
Toy battery-driven bunny just can't stop beating a little bass drum. And we just can't stop beating a long dead horse. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey! Hey, everybody. I guess it can wait. I was going to ask Junior if he wanted to do a favor for me real quick. Does not require driving anywhere. Just a quick favor.
What's up?
Yeah, might cost me $300.
What's up?
Knock some money off that credit I owe Haney.
I just need you. You see?
I hope his parents appreciate the job that we're doing for them.
I think they do. I think that he won't admit it, but I think they do. Haney and I communicate when he's going on his second smoke. Haney and I communicate with two-way.
Right.
And he left his in the car last night, and he didn't shut it off, so the battery's dead.
Right. Well, it's because I paid too much attention, and I didn't have a smoke the last break.
I understand. Well.
I think that's pretty heroic.
Yes, that's pretty impressive.
Sacrifice.
Will you go to the office?
Okay.
And you will see the two-pronged little charger. I can keep mine, this one that's dead, plugged into the USB here, and then I can give Haney the fresh one.
So you just want the charger?
Yeah, it's just plugged right into the computer.
Yeah, I mean, you probably don't want to.
Is that too much? It's down the hall.
I mean, that's all the way down there.
Yeah, I know. it's a cord with the USB on it and two little fishtails that go out there.
Yeah, I mean, I guess.
You
wouldn't just go outside and stand in the hall for a minute and say I couldn't find it, would you?
I mean, I'll probably go stop to talk to John a little bit.
Talk to who?
Talk to John.
You mean Mr. John?
Yes. Mr. Yes. John, the program director?
Yes.
Let's show a little respect around here. And I think he's heading out with Carly. Because
to put up the tent?
Well, he's not putting up the tent. He might help putting up the tent. Because we got a big day on the show. We got a lot of stuff happening on the show today.
And, you know, it's my turn. Because your mood yesterday affected me.
Oh, don't even. Don't even.
By the end of yesterday's show, we were both mad enough to hit somebody.
Yep. Not each other, but hit something. But Captain Lazaro's going to be calling in today, too.
Did you notice that yesterday was just... It was one of those days that was a chore.
Yes. and it was a chore even before I went on the air.
And it's like just nothing was flowing. Everything was a fight. So today's going to be much different,
it's great.
Folks.
It's great. Now, if you just put a lid on it.
Isn't it funny how everybody knows what put a lid on it means now? Isn't it funny?
Carly's at Shuckers today, starting at 4 o'clock. She's going to be broadcasting live. We're going to be chatting with her. And John, the program director, is going to be your bodyguard. I just want to know who's bodyguarding him.
I think the sales guy.
Oh, okay. Who's bodyguarding him? Thank you, Junior.
Should we send Junior?
Now, see, I think
Junior... Then who would be bodyguarding him?
Yeah. Well, I think he could handle himself. It's just...
No.
You don't think he could?
Junior's self-defense is to be tall and stay out of things.
Yeah, and people will leave him alone because he's big.
But I give off Vin Diesel vibes.
Yeah.
Yeah, my ass.
But you can't follow up on it.
Vin Diesel.
I can follow up on it.
When was the last time you punched somebody?
I'll tell you right
Probably
now.
Like 5 years.
Do you think that you could take Stan... Boxing?
Oh, me and Stan boxing?
Yeah.
Oh, he's in a heartbeat.
He's got the reach on me.
I got the reach, yeah.
I have to get underneath and hit that soft underbelly.
Yeah, all you have is 50 years of experience in boxing.
Yeah. What do you say, you want to arm wrestle? Right now?
Arm wrestle?
Yeah, arm wrestle. Right here.
Sure, why not?
Okay, you're going to embarrass yourself.
Let's arm wrestle.
He would have been better off where he at least he had the reach.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. If he wanted to jab me, he... All right. Wait, move this. I got to move some microphones over here.
Junior, I can tell you right now, you're never, ever going to beat Stan arm wrestling.
But I can try.
You can try as many many times, probably.
All right. You ready?
Yeah.
Go.
Oh, look at that. Did you see what his stance was?
What was he doing? I beat him. What was he doing? He's so red in the face. You have to admit, impressive, isn't it?
You took me down pretty fast.
It's pretty impressive. You didn't think I had that kind of strength in me.
Well, I was trying to get the curl.
It didn't work.
And he's also trying all kinds of illegal leverage.
Yeah,
I knew you were going to beat him. I didn't even watch the arm wrestling. I was just watching what he was doing.
His stance and the way he was doing. Now I got a tired arm.
Show him your stance, Stan. Junior, show Stan your stance. See that?
Yeah.
It's like he's in a sprinter's stance.
Yeah, ready to push and lean.
Yep.
A lot of pushing and leaning. A lot of pushing and leaning. Admit it, I beat you.
We'll have a round two.
I tried to tell him. Why don't people listen to me?
There's no more need for round two or round three. I've proved it. There's no need for this.
Well, if he wants to continually embarrass himself.
No.
Remember, we had one employee that insisted on that.
I'm like Trump. There's no need for a second and third.
No, the point's been made.
The point's been made.
Did it surprise you?
Yeah. Did it surprise you?
You're a lot stronger than you look.
You're lucky that you didn't go with boxing. You know about him in boxing, don't you?
You want to spar a little bit?
I know
Come
you...
Come on over here, let's spar.
I'm good. Because I know you've...
Come on, let's spar.
You've boxed a little bit in the past.
Let's spar.
I've never boxed before, so I'm a little worried about that. I'd have to train for a couple weeks.
His father was a professional boxer. And his forced nickname when he was 8 years old was Rocky.
Yeah.
Rocky.
And he was forced to learn boxing history and everything there is to know about the fight game.
And I was forced to put on the gloves and fight grown men.
So you were brought up with it.
Oh, yeah.
He was taught how to throw a...
how to tank.
Inside and out.
Yeah. It's out there. Carly today... Captain, well,
when it comes to boxing,
yes.
When Stan looks at you, he doesn't see Junior, the producer.
No, I don't. You can't.
You know what he sees?
A cow carcass.
A tomato can.
Yep, tomato can.
Tomato can.
He doesn't understand. What are you on Queer Street?
Yeah, it's another one of Stan's Bum of the Month Club.
See, he doesn't understand any of that.
Captain Lazaro.
That's all boxing talk.
Let me get this in before we have to
Captain
take the
Lazaro.
Break. Is going to be joining us today. Two more recipients to the Stan and Handy Draft Fund. Thanks to your donations, our fund is doing very, very well, especially even during these tough times, because Captain Lazaro knows that how to keep this thing going. And we're going to have two more recipients to the fund.
Yeah, this fund started out where I was inspired.
2003.
I had a big idea, and then almost immediately I had a better idea, which was, how about we have Captain Lazaro run this?
That's the simple way to look at it. We had to find him because we weren't.
Well, he found us.
He found us.
Because
we weren't getting the support we
needed. He realized that we meant well, but had no idea what we were doing. Yep.
So he'll be joining us. And, Broadway Joe, too. Boy, he snuck by.
And he started helping us when he was, what, an ensign?
Oh, I don't even think he was that. I think he was still going to military school or something. We'll be back.
Made it all the way to captain.
Yeah, Broadway Joe later on today as well. We're Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
Suddenly, there's a whole new way of looking at radio. Introducing
Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
A whole new way.
Yep. Hi, everybody.
So it was fixed, huh?
Well, I'll set it up during the grab bag. You be the judge. I don't trust the NFL. I don't. Stan and Haney here. We'll have the grab bag for you in just a second.
So have they decided if the unbeaten Titans will play the unbeaten Bills, or are they being punished?
They're on the schedule, I want to say.
I think it was, on for this Sunday.
Hold on. Because there's a Tuesday game this week, too.
Oh, what the?
Hold on. I mean.
Nope. They canceled it. It says bye on my sheet.
No, the teams receiving a bye are Detroit and Green Bay. They got an off week. Buffalo and Tennessee.
Is that Tuesday night?
I believe, yes. Tuesday, October 13th on CBS.
Well, that'll make for a nice Tuesday night. That should be a good game.
Yeah. So, they're on the schedule, but it's for Tuesday. Kind of weird. And kind of weird last night in Thursday Night Football. Let's do the grab bag. I'll set up what I think. A Hall of Fame quarterback does not make this mistake.
It could be Alzheimer's or dementia. You know, he's getting up there.
Or they don't want Tampa Bay to win.
What do you want?
Well, what do you want?
Nothing.
You want a pixie stick?
Yes.
Is that what you want? Candy? Yes. We're starting a segment and candy.
Come get your pixie stick. Well, it's better to deal with it now than have him be there all antsy. You know how he gets?
Starting to float back into Thursday's mood.
Well, you know how he gets if he doesn't get his snacks?
What's his problem?
He wants me to do these early.
I know, I know. I know.
Because it makes it easier for him.
Yeah, easy. Always the easy way.
Well, that's what we're here for.
Yeah, make it easier.
Try and anticipate his needs.
Yeah.
And it made me look good.
Oh, man. Last night. Crazy ending to Monday night or Thursday Night Football.
Now, I didn't watch it. Was Foles playing for Chicago?
I didn't watch either. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers had very little time remaining in the game. They were trailing the Chicago Bears 20-19. But Tampa Bay and Brady had the ball.
All you need is a field goal.
Brady threw an incomplete pass. Turned to his sideline, holding up four fingers, signaling fourth down. But that, what he just did, was fourth down.
Were they in field goal range?
I don't think so. Well, they might have been. I don't know. Here's why have me tell you about it. Here's how it sounded on the game last night. Tampa Bay with the ball. Brady, thinking it's third down, throws an incompleted pass, holds up four fingers that it's fourth down. What are we going to do? And
officials disagree.
They had that
ball turned over, Tom.
Yeah, that was fourth down.
Fourth down and five. Brady, pass is broken up, incomplete, and the Chicago Bears.
Okay, don't worry.
Are going to take over.
We got it. We got it. Fourth
Brady,
down.
I think the way Brady reacted and hold up his fourth. I think he thought it was third down.
And Brady's still standing out there, but that's fourth down, and it's Chicago's ball. And Brady's finally being told that's it.
Yeah, it looks like Brady lost the down. Clearly, looked like he thought he had another shot at it.
He lost track of the downs.
Tom Brady.
Hall of Fame.
How many ring he got?
Too many for one hand.
And he doesn't know what down it is.
Yeah, baloney.
In crunch time.
Baloney.
You know, I can see that in, like the end of the first, early second quarter, even then, it'd be suspicious. But in crunch time, game on the line, you don't know what down it is?
Fourth down and five. Brady, pass is broken up, incomplete, and the Chicago Bears are going to take over.
I don't know if Brady, I think he, the way Brady reacted and hold up his fourth, I think he
like
thought it was
stupid.
Third down. And Brady's still standing out there.
Like a
but
dumbass.
That's fourth down, and it's Chicago's ball. And Brady's finally being told that's it.
Yeah, it looks like Brady lost the down. Clearly, looked like he thought he had another shot at it.
He lost track of the downs.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
Yep.
Literally.
I just wrote a new song for this Halloween.
Oh, you did?
2020.
Can't wait.
Yep.
My experiments all seem to be going out of whack. So I took a break for a tasty snack. When suddenly I heard Frankenstein say, "Holy crap, Igor just ate a Chinese bat."
He needs a mask.
He needs a monster mask.
The monster mask.
To stop the viral attack.
He needs a mask.
Dracula was holding one back.
He needs a mask.
Yes, he needs a monster mask. From Transylvania to your very own home. From the local blood bank to the all-ghouls school. Cover your fangs and try not to drool. Or you could be just like Igor too.
He needs a mask.
He needs a monster mask.
A monster mask.
To stop the viral attack.
He needs a mask.
Dracula was holding one back.
He needs a mask.
Yes, he needs a monster mask.
Absolute Law text line. Act like it's the fourth down. At least that's the way the script says.
On his own 41, yeah. Needed six to keep the drive alive through an incomplete five-yard pass.
Yep. Yeah. This, we all have a parent or grandparent like this.
Like Tom Brady?
Not like Tom Brady. I'm moving on.
Okay. Damn it. You wanted to say it, so I said it for you.
Holding it back. How hard is it for an elderly person to use a mobile device? Let's find out. Let's ask Grandma to figure this out.
Trying the microphone, and I hope this comes out right, because, I should say a period, right? I'm sorry. Wait a minute. Okay. What does that say? Wait a minute. I'll read it. Okay. What is it? Say, wait a minute. I read it. Okay. Who read it? Okay. Is she answering me? Is she talking back to me?
No, that's you.
Is that me? What am I doing?
I don't know. Something tells me you can cherry pick a few things out of there, Junior.
But you know, in the old lady's defense,
she don't know what this is.
It was, and this is something that's very generational. It was hammered into our heads that if you didn't use punctuation properly, you were illiterate. If you use punctuation now, young people think you're mad at them.
Yeah.
And I don't even mean exclamation points, just ending sentences with a period.
Yep.
Am I right, Junior?
Or like with the three periods? The dot, dot, dot.
Dot, dot, dot is a continuation of thought.
It's a very, it comes off as passive aggressive now.
Doesn't to me.
It does to me.
How?
Like, I'll get a text. Can you do this for me? Dot, dot, dot. And it's just like,
punctuation should not be an emotional thing.
Dot, 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 it means you're going to still continue to say something.
It's not the way it comes across, bro.
It's drilled into your head. You end the sentence, period, space, space, capital letter.
I'm going to play you something and then the reaction to it. This has got to be one of the most ridiculous things that a human being can do on the road. Now, what I'm going to play for you is not a sound effect we got from our catalog or not
a Mr. Magoo cartoon.
This, not a cartoon. This is the actual sound recorded. A Kentucky parent recorded a driver impatiently honking his horn as students were waiting for temperature checks before they could get on the school bus. So he's behind the school bus. The students are being let on. Your job is to be patient. Kids are being checked for temperature. And he couldn't wait any longer. The governor of Kentucky had something to say about that.
What a jerk. Don't be this person. Nothing you're going to. No deadline is worth risking the safety of our kids who are getting on a bus. This pandemic, for the most part, has brought out the best of us, but it has exposed some people that need to open up their Bible, talk to their minister, and get their head right. Laying on a horn while kids are trying to be safe getting on a bus, that is not who we are as Kentuckians. That's not a part of Team Kentucky. I hope that person goes and talks to somebody. And I hope we all think about that before we either take an action like this or sometimes even sit at our keyboard.
Mm-hmm. What an idiot. What an idiot. Settle down, pal. Let the kids get on their school bus.
I have no words for that.
No. Here's what. No words are needed. People will go and tell us. We've done them on the show, you know, the old fart sound. See what it does. All three of us in here, I say the old fart sound.
That's all you're going to say.
And we start giggling, start laughing. Proof in point. Little kids are having their mother ask Google Assistant to make the fart sound. These kids are cranky. But as soon as they hear the fart sound, everything's great again.
All is well.
All is well.
Okay, Google, make the sound of a fart.
Guys!
This is a fart.
Universal language.
Yep.
Okay, Google, make the sound of a fart.
This is a fart.
Oh, man.
I'm sorry. I don't care how old you are.
What?
Oh, that's so sophomoric. No, it'll always bring a laugh.
Why can't we just get, like, a group of like third graders to do the show with us.
Yeah, no kidding. We'd have a very receptive audience.
Yep.
All right, you guys understand this more than I do. Rambo is back.
What?
He's going to be the new going to be in the new Mortal Kombat game with the upcoming November 17th release of Mortal Kombat 11 Ultimate. Warner Brothers Games announced that Sylvester Stallone will reprise his role as Rambo. Now, I guess this, and I don't understand this, this is not a new game, and it's an extension of the game.
Like a DLC?
Yes. Where they're adding Rambo, Sylvester Stallone, in it.
Who are you?
I'm your worst nightmare.
Oh, there you go. There he is.
Yeah, that usually gimmicks to talk somebody out of like $2.99.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Have either one of you played Mortal Kombat?
No.
Yes.
And do you think adding Rambo into it's going to really juice up the game?
I don't think it matters. Every time I play, I just do uppercuts and win.
Finish him.
Exactly.
Yeah. Want to wrap up the grab bag this afternoon. I don't know how many of you saw it, but Sammy Hagar and Michael Anthony paid tribute to Eddie Van Halen yesterday. They uploaded their comments and their feelings about the passing of their former band leader. Here's comments from Sammy and Michael Anthony. Both at some point kicked out of the band, but they still loved the man.
After the unfortunate thing that happened with Eddie Van Halen, which was, for Mike and I, was just like getting hit by a freaking Mack truck. I tell you, a Van Halen song never felt so hard to sing and play in my life.
It was hard.
It was.
It's very surreal right now. And it hasn't sunk in yet.
Well, what I felt playing, especially a song like Right Now that's so timeless, I felt, wow, thank God for this. You know what I mean? It's like, we'll never play with Eddie again, but thank God for this.
Well, we have the music.
The music, you know, will live forever.
I mean, and if nothing else, we love you, Eddie.
Grab Bag's been brought to you by the Pewter Mug North, US 41, North Naples.
You notice, very rarely do you see a picture of Eddie Van Halen frowning.
Nah, he's always smiling. Always doing what he wanted to do. When we come back, we'll have the local beat for you. This, you know, they send out those python killers, those hired...
What a beauty.
And a real beauty was captured the other day. We'll have the full details for you in the local beat. This thing was huge.
It's what they call a man-eater.
Yes. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back. Still to come in the 3 o'clock hour, as I said, the local beat. Captain Lazaro will be here. He heads up our Stan and Haney Draft Fund. And at 4 o'clock, we'll be joined by Carly, our very own Carly. She's going to be at Shuckers. Get down there this afternoon after work. The K-Rock Happy Hour returns. 4 to 6 p.m., 96-cent deals and stuff from the K-Rock pile. And you get to meet Carly. All to come on the show. Broadway Joe later on for Stan and Haney.
The only radio show in history to escape from the jaws of a dinosaur. Only to meet a dishy brunette who breaks hearts like glass. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Friday edition of the Stan and Haney Show. We'll have the local beat for you in just a second. Captain John Lazaro retired. heads up our Stan and Haney draft fund. Two more draft fund checks in about 30 minutes and in less than an hour. Carly, going to be down at Shuckers. Big K-Rock happy hour Friday, 4 to 6 p.m. Before we get to the local beat, during the last couple of breaks, a lot of texts came in from the Absolute Law text line. Let's review some of these. We talked about a wide range of subjects last break with the grab bag and all of that. Regarding Tom Brady, Absolute Law text line. Maybe Brady has COVID. Just had a little, you know, you can only hope because, according to the other texter, it said it sounds like he had an attack of the Down syndrome.
You get that? Might take you a second. Let's pause.
Let's see. Oh, punctuation. If you can't handle correct punctuation, you need to go back to school, bro.
Yeah, but you don't learn punctuation in school now.
I think they teach it in school, but it's done very early, and then the kids don't pay attention.
Well, don't they spend most of the day teaching them to hate America?
Yes. Absolute Law text line. Who's the guy in the studio that is taking text messages as passive-aggressive? I'd really like to know. That's Junior. Junior is the only producer I've had, or that this show has had, since the advent of texting, that likes to jump on there before the hosts jump on there to make sure they're not saying anything about him, and then he fires back at them.
What, he argues with texters?
It's been known to happen.
You didn't do that.
It's happened before.
Why?
It's been known to happen.
There's been some really mean texts about me.
But who cares?
I don't appreciate it.
And what do you think you're going to accomplish by texting them back?
Get some off my chest.
You got to do what I do. Delete. Absolute Law text line. Regarding
no, who? You don't delete. You read them.
Yeah, well, I read them all. Absolute Law text line. Guys, I'm 25. Dealing with punctuation. Guys, I'm 25, about to turn 26, and I love using punctuation. My friends always tell me my texts sound aggressive. Junior was right on that. Because I use proper punctuation. I don't get that.
I would think it would do the opposite. Make it clear what you're saying.
If, and I understand this, if you're writing in all capital letters, I've been told you're yelling. But using correct pronunciation, finishing a sentence with a period, using capital letters.
Yeah, that's aggressive.
Using the full word instead of the abbreviation. I don't get it. Let's see what else we got.
Well, I think you're going to have two camps. You're going to have people that like to use proper punctuation so they can understand what the hell's going on. And then others that communicate exclusively with emojis.
Yep. Let me tell you something, and I've said it before.
What is this?
Many fights get started because of texting, because you can't show emotion.
Stan, somebody just sent me, it looks like a wet towel followed by some sort of void. What does that mean?
What's that mean? A wet towel followed by a void.
What is this? It looks like a pagoda.
You guys start thinking about using hashtag Team Stan and Haney. All right.
We go for too hot for Instagram.
Yes. I wish it would start. It would be used a little bit more. We'd probably make Marvin happy with a lot of clicking if we posted.
Why do we want to make him happy? He doesn't even work.
Our buddy Glenn, who's supposed to send us those Pennsylvania potato chips,
right,
says they're going to hopefully be at the station on Monday.
Well, that'll be nice.
Yeah, that'll be a nice little treat.
not every day you get to taste a chip you never tasted before.
Yeah. Oh, I'll skip this one. It's more a junior bashing.
Yeah, they're going at me now.
I think Junior is soft.
No, he's not, man. He's tough. He throws off Vin Diesel vibes.
Vin Diesel vibes.
Where did that start? When did you make that up?
It's when I shaved my head.
Oh, that's right.
Which I'm going to do over the weekend again.
And that makes you throw off Vin Diesel vibes.
Yeah, I look intimidating.
Do you realize you're about twice the size of Vin Diesel?
No, I'm not. We're like the same size, aren't we?
He's a midget.
How tall is he?
Oh, five.
Probably like 5'6".
5'7", tops, in boots. Junior needs to grow up, get some thicker skin. You would think by now he should have learned some lessons from Stan and Haney.
He's just a boy.
Yeah, but he started that off with Junior as a big puss.
See, I'm not going to go and say it because it's going to hurt your feelings.
Well, it already did.
You shouldn't be reading them. I'm going to read them.
I read them, and then I bury them deep down.
He absorbs them.
Picking up prizes today, and you can pick up your prizes. Can they pick, because Carly's not here, can they pick up their prizes today?
I think someone is still.
Yeah,
front.
Somebody is there. Thursday and Friday for prize pickup. More.
Vin Diesel's 6 feet tall.
Happy.
And how tall are you?
Like 6'4", 6'5".
Yeah, they list him at 6 feet. Which means he's maybe 5'8".
Absolute Law text line. Punctuation, Haney, is taught in high school constantly. But it's hard because kids are so used to texting. And yeah, a big game tonight. Yanks and Rays. Go Yanks. Let's do the local beat. This is a great story.
It's amazing that people do this.
I know. Oh, and by the way, today would have been John Lennon's 80th birthday. If you can picture that in your head. 80. This version is from the Fort Myers News Press. It is making media
worldwide.
Across the world. Headline, record-setting female python captured in the Everglades. The longest python ever measured in Florida has been caught and killed in the Everglades.
And they knew it, even as they were fighting the thing.
They suspected.
Yeah.
Hunters Ryan Osborne and Kevin Pavlidis, nabbed the record-breaking specimen. The South Florida Water Management District announced this yesterday. Here's the measurements. The stats. 104 pounds. 18 feet, 9 inches.
Mm.
At 104 pounds, she wasn't the heaviest snake ever removed. But at 18 feet, 9 inches, she was the longest. The previous record holder captured in 2013 was an inch shorter. And they say they've pulled some out of the Everglades weighing 140 pounds. Making their feat even more important is the fact that the reptile was an egg-bearing female, said district spokesperson Randy Smith. The voracious Asian imports have been wreaking havoc in South Florida's ecosystem. Not only do they eat wildlife, which I knew, this I didn't know. They carry a lung-destroying parasite that's spreading to Florida's native snakes. Though it is illegal to release non-native species into the wild, pet Burmese pythons that escaped or were dumped are now well established in the state of Florida. They're everywhere. Smith adds, they are apex predators. They have decimated natural wildlife that makes the Everglades great. They've got no enemies. The duo caught the snake on October 2nd, about 35 miles west of Miami, along the L-28 Tieback Canal. The capture was part of the Joint Python Elimination Program by the district and the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission under the direction of Governor Ron DeSantis. So far, hunters in the expanded program have removed more than 5,000 invasive pythons from the Everglades. The record-breaking capture shows that our increased efforts are working to get harmful pythons out of the precious Everglades ecosystem. Together with our partners and the public's help, we can restore the Everglades and combat the harmful pythons that hurt Florida's native wildlife. That's said by Governing Board Member Ron Bergen.
D.
B. Bergen.
Ron Bergen D.
No. Just an O-N. Now here's
that
how...
Is, that thing...
is huge.
18 feet plus.
18.9.
And they showed the video of them capturing this thing. And as they bring it out, and they caption the video saying, as you watch this, you won't understand how much of a struggle this was. Because one guy has his hands around the snake's neck.
Mm-hmm.
As he's doing that, well, that's the head of the snake. The rest of the 18 feet is doing its damnedest to get around him and choke the life out of him. And so his buddy is constantly untangling him from that snake.
And these things are all muscle, by the way.
Yeah. So you can say, oh, 100 pounds. That's 100 pounds of muscle that is looking to do you harm. And they went into the water to get this thing, waist deep. They make, and I think they said this too, they make one mistake with that. They say, we deal with, quote unquote, dangerous snakes all the time. A mistake here is lethal.
Yeah. Now, here's the deal. With this program, they want everybody to help. Said the public can help control these non-native invasive species. You can go to the FWC's Exotic Species Hotline. They got a number. I love it. 888. I've got one. That's 888-483-4681. You can go to ivegotone.org. That's IVEGOT1. Or by using, they got an app. If you see a python, you can report it, and they would even love if you could snap a picture of it. Don't get too close, because they got to get these things out of here.
Now, you got to wonder, it's been a long time ago, but you remember when they said that that the alligator was in danger of extinction?
Yes. Oh, back when we were growing up, you couldn't have alligator anything. You could if you paid the price, but they were a protected species.
So, now that we've declared open season on python, shouldn't we, because we've hunted things to extinction without meaning to, if we meant to, can't we get rid of them?
I don't know.
They say there's tens of thousands of these things around.
Right. And you'd like to go out with what, a machete and chop one in half yourself?
Well, chopping it in half wouldn't be very satisfying. Yeah. And it'd be difficult because that's a really meaty part of the snake.
Yeah. One more here. Absolute.
Maybe take a sledgehammer to the head.
Yeah, crush it. Guys, you were talking about punctuation. My grandson is in the first grade, and they're already teaching him punctuation. Punctuation's there. It's the kids that don't decide to use it, like Junior.
Well, that's I've heard that more than once, that when you use proper pronunciation, you're being aggressive.
Well, if that's the case, I don't care.
Like to introduce them to some of, if they think that's aggressive, introduce them to some of our old memos from Al Burke.
Yeah. We're going to take it. We're going to take
now
a
break.
Now,
that's aggressive.
That's very aggressive.
And I don't think there was any punctuation either.
None. When we come back, we are going to be joined by our friend, Captain John Lazaro, retired. He heads up our Stan and Haney Draft Fund. Two more recipients, thanks to your donations across Southwest Florida, across the country, I might add. And we'll talk to the captain, see who we're honoring in the next break. You're just, 35, 34 minutes away from the official kickoff of the K-Rock Happy Hour. Shuckers, Estero Boulevard, Fort Myers Beach. The lovely Carly will be there. We'll check in with her a little after 4 o'clock. We're Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
More fun than a Soviet-style gulag without food, running water, or a working toilet. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Friday edition of the Stan and Haney Show. About 22 minutes or so, things will be kicking off at Shuckers. Estero Boulevard, Fort Myers Beach. K-Rock Happy Hour, 4 to 6 p.m. down there at Shuckers. 90-cent deals, drink deals and specials. And Carly, our very own Carly, is going to be down there. She'll have stuff from the K-Rock pile, caps and shirts and all of that nice stuff. And you get to meet her and hang out after a long work week. So that's good. We'll be checking in with her shortly, hour away from Broadway Joe and his NFL picks. He was 8-6 last week, still winning, 8-6, winning record. I'd like to welcome this gentleman to the show right now, who we have been friends with for a very long time. He is the head of the Stan and Haney Draft Fund, helping Southwest Florida troops and their families. It's a pleasure to have him on the show. Retired Captain John Lazaro. Captain, welcome.
Thank you, Stan. How are you today? Mark, how's it going?
Captain?
Let me clarify something. Get the producer, who's a millennial, don't get them all jumpy when you call and say, oh, I had to call four times and I got cut off and stuff. You called once and he got right through.
No, something's wrong with your phones. I wanted to bring that to everyone's attention. The first four times I called, it said, this number has not been set up to take phone calls. And I knew you'd like to hear that. So, yeah. No kidding.
This number has not been set up to take phone calls.
Yep. Four times, and then I'm like, I was just getting ready to text you because I know you like text when you're on the air.
I'd love them.
But then it went through. So,
you know,
anyway.
Captain, I wanted to ask you, since you've dealt with our producer many times.
Right.
And many different ones.
Yeah. And too many times.
Well, this one in particular. In the United States Navy, when you have a knucklehead like this enlist, how long does it take to turn that man into a sailor?
Well, actually, they'd probably make him an admiral right away. But it wouldn't take too long at all. Now, he would actually be taken under the wing of the Command Master Chief on the ship.
A Sergeant Carter.
A Sergeant Carter type person, yep.
And I like the
they
sound
would
of Admiral.
Spend a lot of time with him, and eventually they would just drum him out of the Navy. They'd send him to the Air Force. So,
you made a mistake when you signed up, didn't you, son?
Yeah,
well, we can help you with that.
Yeah.
We got a ticket for you right here.
Let me ask you, and here's stuff, because we know about our honorable discharges, your Section 8s and all. If somebody signs up to go into the military, just say it could be junior, it could be anybody, that signs up. They go in. They get into boot camp. They haven't done anything wrong. They're not right. breaking any rules.
Well, I think if it's just, a parent, it's not for them. They'll give right. them an out.
Yeah, that's
they?
What I'm saying. What kind of discharge do they get when, like, the commanding officer realizes, you know what, son, this isn't
You're
for
giving
you.
It your best, but...
They don't get an honorable discharge, do they?
Well, it's funny you ask that, because unbeknownst to most people, you've got your, of course, you got your general discharge, you've got right. your honorable discharge, you've got your dishonorable discharge, but you have your other than honorable discharge. So that's what Junior would get. It wouldn't, you know, you wouldn't be a dishonorable because that follows him around for the rest of his life.
Right.
So he might get an administrative separation, ADSEP, they call it, ADSEP, or a other than honorable discharge. Clearly shouldn't be in the Navy, but... Yeah, you don't want to mess the guy up for life. He might go to work at a radio station or something. You don't want to mess up his
yeah. because they because
I mean it happens where somebody signs up with the best of intentions and finds realizes, out I can't do this.
Yeah,
yep, absolutely.
And a dishonorable discharge, and people need to know this.
Yep.
Hangs over your head like you got in a conviction or something.
That's exactly right.
I would say that's worse than a felony.
Yep. It'll hang over your head.
It is because you know they. It follows you around. You have to disclose it on job applications and all that. And when you do a credit check, it could come up. So yeah, you don't want to.
Okay.
You don't want to do that, so,
Captain.
Anyway.
People that might be hearing you for the first time or are wondering about the Stan and Haney Draft Fund,
right?
For people that are listening before we do the check presentation, mm-hmm. tell everybody what the Stan and Haney Draft Fund is.
So at least 15, 17 years ago, you and Mark wanted to honor the families from Southwest Florida that had family members in the military. So the Stan and Haney Draft Fund is just that. The military person does not necessarily have to be from Southwest Florida as long as a family member is. Parent, grandparent, brother, sister. And it's open to all active duty military personnel and deployed reserve or National Guard. And the way it works is we have a little bit of a vetting process. And again, as long as a family member is from this area, we will do a little on-air presentation and do a check for $500 to the family members, and then they can support their military family person in any way they want. Care packages,
mm-hmm.
they used to send phone cards. We've had people pay for flights home. No strings attached. We just do a little on-air presentation. And anybody that's listening, if you are from Southwest Florida, from Marco up to Sarasota, and you have somebody in the military, please email the station, email me,
and we'll email us Stan and Haney, and I can get it right to Captain Lazaro.
Yep.
You can also go to draftfund.com,
yep.
and you'll see the information there. We have two presentations today, Captain. Do we not?
Yep. We have two, and what a great weekend to do this, because Monday, of course, is Columbus Day, when we honor arguably one of the greatest sailors in the history of the world. He was only 41 years old when he sailed the Atlantic in 1492.
Are we allowed to do that?
Columbus, okay?
Well, it depends. A little controversy. He did a total of four trips across the Atlantic. Before, though, Stan, safe to say you know your U.S. presidents better
yeah.
than most.
Yeah.
There is nobody, and I know Mark would agree with me, there is nobody better when it comes to the astronaut program and your knowledge of our president.
Well, I know the early astronaut program.
Truly world-renowned. Would you agree, Mark?
Oh, absolutely, Captain.
You got
absolutely.
Something planned for me now?
Okay,
what do you want
to
ask me?
Yeah, he's about to embarrass you.
I was going to give you a heads up in the text, but I decided not to.
Okay.
There are 29 American presidents who have served in some capacity in the military.
Yeah.
Active, reserve, yeah. National yeah. Guard, or
sure.
militia.
Sure.
Did you know there were six U.S. presidents who served in the Navy? So, Stan, in honor of Christopher Columbus, and our two sailors today for the presentation.
Uh-huh.
Can you, Stan, name three of those six U.S.
well,
presidents?
Well, I know John F. Kennedy
Navy.
Served in the Navy.
Correct. Correct.
PT 109.
Yeah.
Wait, let me get my pen. Hold on. Let me. Okay. Kennedy. Yep. Yeah, okay.
Okay. Let me think now.
All right.
Who served in the Navy? Hold on.
I'll give you a hint. All of them are after President Eisenhower. So that should narrow it down for you a little bit.
After Eisenhower.
Yeah.
Well,
I can tell you one.
Kennedy. Nixon.
Yep. Yep.
Served. Let's see. Carter.
Yep.
Yep. Correct.
Yep.
Correct. And for all the money, can you name the other three?
No, I'd have to think about it.
Yep. But, we have time.
But no, we don't.
Okay.
But they all served in the Navy with distinction.
Did you know that Lyndon Johnson was in the Naval Reserve, served during World War II?
I did not know that.
Gerald Ford was an officer in the Navy, active duty. And you're missing one of the most famous ones that George H.W. Bush, of course, was a Navy pilot.
Yeah, he was a pilot. Yeah. I was debating in my head, was that Navy or Air Force that he was in? Because I knew he was a flyer.
Yep, and back around World War II, it wasn't the Air Force. It was called what? The Army Air Corps back then.
Thank you, Captain.
But the six are Presidents Johnson, Kennedy, Nixon, Ford, Carter, and George H.W. Bush.
Isn't that weird that they're all modern day?
Yeah.
Yeah, that is kind of strange.
Well, but, I mean, up until about the time of the Civil War, the Navy was very small.
That's right.
Very small.
And Carter was actually...
What about gunboat diplomacy, my friend?
I believe it was John Adams. It might have been Thomas Jefferson. It was Thomas Jefferson that started the Navy.
Yep, and Carter was the fifth consecutive president who was in the Navy and the only one to graduate from the Naval Academy.
Thank you. Check presentations.
Hey,
yes, sir.
We're running out of time.
Right, Captain, when did the Marine Corps become part of the Navy?
My dad was in the Marines. The Marine Corps was always a department of the Navy, the men's department, but they were always a department of the Navy.
Thank you.
Technically.
But
Dan, good job on the presidents.
You
retain your championship and you are the king of presidents. Our first presentation today is the E3 seaman Charles O'Rourke. Charles is the son of Fort Myers resident Merrill O'Rourke and the grandson of Fort Myers resident Lee Warshaw. Seaman O'Rourke has been in the Navy for 4.5 months. He graduated from boot camp at Great Lakes, Illinois on June 26th and is currently attending Electronics Technician ETA School, which is also at Great Lakes. The Great Lakes Training Command is on the shore of Lake Michigan, about an hour north of Chicago. I'm sure all of our Stan and Haney Navy veterans who attended recruit training at Great Lakes have fond memories of boot camp. Charlie is on track to earn his electronics technician rating, and he will soon ship out to the fleet where he will maintain and calibrate and repair and tune up all electronic systems, radar, computers, and communication on shore and aboard the ship.
That's kind of an important job.
Yeah.
Absolutely, especially in today's day and age with all the technology. There's a proud history of military service in Charlie's family, as his grandfather served in the Army during the Korean War. Seaman O'Rourke would like to give a special shout-out to his brother, Casey, who he misses dearly. In his email, Charlie thanked the Stan and Haney listeners for this special honor, and we would like to wish Charlie the best in his naval career and thank Merrill and his grandmother, Lee, and all the family for their support.
Well, we have Seaman O'Rourke's check right here. And it's already written out and signed and set to go. Thank you on that one, Captain. And thank you, Seaman O'Rourke and family. Who's next?
And our next presentation, again, two sailors on Columbus Day weekend. I mean, it doesn't get any better than this. Our next presentation today is the E-4 Machinist Mate Nuclear Power Third Class, or MMN-3, Timothy Wickry. Tim is the grandson of Fort Myers residents Len and Barbara Paradise. Petty Officer Wickry has been in the Navy since November 26th of 2019. After completing his boot camp training at Great Lakes, he reported to his current duty station as a student at the Navy's Nuclear Power Training Command in Goose Creek, South Carolina. As a machinist mate, Nuclear Power, MMN-3 Wickry will operate and maintain naval nuclear propulsion plants and associated equipment and supervise and administer naval nuclear propulsion plant operations. Let me tell you about this community. They are awesome. On my shore duty, I was a supply officer at the other Nuclear Propulsion Training Command in Boston Spa, New York. Very tough program. They stand watch. There's a working Navy nuclear reactor. They're standing watch, getting ready to ship out to the submarine and the nuclear surface fleet.
Wow. That's tremendous responsibility.
Very, very, very big responsibility. There's also a proud history of military service in Tim's family, as his mother, Patricia Wickry, was a Coast Guard cadet. His father, Tom Wickry, is a retired master sergeant from the Air Force. Both his grandfather, Gary Wickry, and great-grandfather, John Paradise, served in the Army. His uncle, Scott Anderson, recently retired as a captain in the Coast Guard. And his uncle, Michael Paradise, is a current active-duty captain in the Coast Guard. Tim wants to thank all his friends and family who helped him get to where he is today. And we wish Tim the best in his naval career and thank Len, Barbara, and all his family for their support.
And, of course, we also have another check from the Stan and Haney Draft Fund for MNN3 Wickry. Is that how you say his name? Wickry?
Wickry. Yep, you got it.
All right. You home this weekend, by the way?
I will be home this weekend. My taxes are due on Tuesday or Wednesday, and I'm doing them this weekend.
So, all right, I'll swing by and drop these checks off to you.
All right, please call ahead of time, though.
Yeah, I will. I always try.
He shows up out by my mailbox, beeping his horn.
Well, I've done that too.
The captain is entitled to his private life.
That's right.
Stan.
Stan's on his way to pick up a couch. The last time it was a couch, a piece of furniture, dropping something off. So.
So I'll see you this weekend. Couple of things I want to ask you. First of all, you being a veteran of Afghanistan,
yes,
and being out in the middle of nowhere. We were doing the story earlier about this 18-foot, 9-inch python that was caught in the Everglades. When you're out there in Afghanistan, do you run across any wild animals out there?
There's predominantly they're called camel spiders. And there are these big spiders that are on the desert floor. You'll see a lot of those. Unfortunately, the dogs run around in packs because there's not any...
like wild dogs.
Wild dogs, and a lot of them are rabid. There's not any veterinary services out there. Of course, you'll see the camels out there. A little known fact, we had two camels' silhouettes painted on our Humvee, unfortunately, because our driver hit two of them.
Oh, geez. And, that's like hitting a deer up in Michigan.
That's right, and we actually have to pay the leader of the family when a camel is hit because that's a big thing.
Oh,
they actually
yeah.
have a fund, and unfortunately, some of the camels get hit sometimes. But there's some. I'll tell you where you see more wild animals is Guantanamo Bay, Gitmo, Cuba, because it's isolated. You'll see turkey vultures. You'll see these banana rats that are the size of dogs. They're just unbelievable.
Junior, look up a banana rat.
Yeah, look it up, Junior.
The other thing is earlier we talked about how you qualify to receive a Stan and Haney Draft Fund check. What if somebody listening right now is saying, you know what? This fund has been around a long time. 100% of all the proceeds go directly where they're allocated. Nobody takes any pay from this thing at all. 100%. How do they go about donating to the Stan and Haney Draft Fund?
Yes. So people can go into any Wells Fargo branch in the country. Just walk right up to the teller line and say to the teller you want to make a donation to the Stan and Haney Draft Fund. As we always say, there's only one Stan and Haney Draft Fund in the Wells Fargo universe. So the teller will pull the account up and you can make the deposit right there. You can drop a check off at any branch. You can mail it in. You can also
drop them off to us if you want.
Drop them off to Stan and Haney. Yep.
Mail them to us if you want, and we'll deposit them.
One way or the other, it's all going the same place.
Yeah, and 100% of it. There's no administration stuff. Captain Lazaro doesn't take a fee from this. Stan and Haney, we don't touch a thing on this thing. It all goes where it's intended.
That's right. And let me ask you this, because you thought maybe we could do this. When will I be able to come to the station again to
We're counting it down. They were getting ready to allow it, and then the higher-up said, well, let's hold off a little bit.
I mean, you should see my haircut. I got an AJ squared away inspection-ready haircut yesterday from Diane's Barbershop, home of a $10 haircut, men only. And so maybe the next time we'll be able to do
it. I also want to point out, and they're very good about this, we are, if any of you have heard of Amazon Smile.
Right.
Amazon Smile lets you go to Amazon and purchase, but it will allow you to make a donation. It's made automatically. A percentage from your sales and all that stuff will go to a charity of your choice.
And we're listed.
We are listed on the Amazon Smile for donations, and I get letters from Amazon probably once every couple of months saying that we've just direct deposited a certain amount of money from people who are on Amazon, went to Amazon Smile, and donations have come in. And so there's another really super easy way to donate to the Stan and Haney Draft Fund, because once you set your home page an Amazon Smile to the Stan and Haney Draft Fund. It'll do it every time.
And as long as they're in a good mood, everything will go
great. Everything goes, and it has. They will send it right to the account. I can't thank you enough, Captain, and I will drop these off to you tomorrow and take a look at that haircut.
That sounds good. You know, and we are a 501c3, as you were saying.
Yep.
We've been around for over 17 years. And, you know, we joke around a lot, but the most important thing is taking care of the troops and the family members from Southwest Florida.
Absolutely.
You know, that's what we're here to do. And I can't thank you too enough for all the work you've done over the years. Let's try to do another presentation. We have Veterans Day coming up in November.
Yep.
And so, people, please, if you've got family members that are in the military, just contact the station. That's how we've done it, with referrals. And
yeah, you can email us, ahoy@stanandhaney.com, and we'll forward it over to Captain Lazaro.
Yep, ready
John,
to do it.
Thank you so much.
It's my pleasure. Y'all have a great weekend, and we'll talk soon. Take care.
See you, buddy. Captain Lazaro heads up our Stan and Haney Draft Fund. And I got to say, that Amazon Smile, once you go and check it in, you'll see sometimes you'll go up and it'll pop up. Would you like to participate in Amazon Smile with one of your favorite charities? Oh, yes, I'd like to do that. And then it gives you a spot there where you type in your charity. And, yep, Stan and Haney Draft Fund is right there. It's not asking you to, pay anything. They give a percentage based on what you're buying to the draft fund, and it doesn't come out of your pocket. If you're paying $50 for something, that's what you're going to pay. But Amazon will shoot over a few bucks for the draft fund.
Nice.
So that's really good. We're going to take a break. When we come back, your first look at traffic, news headlines, 4 o'clock fluffer, your emails, and we're also going to do our first check-in with the lovely Carly. She's at Shuckers today to kick off the K-Rock Happy Hour today, 4 to 6 p.m. right there, Estero Boulevard. We'll check in with her in just a few minutes. We're Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
This is a symbol that you'll be seeing a lot from now on. It stands for the something wonderful that happens. The richer and more satisfying life your family can enjoy through the well-planned use of
Stan and Haney.
And one of the best things is this. Your family, every family can afford it.
96 K-Rock.
And we're great companions on a trip. Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you for joining us this afternoon. Greatly appreciated. We're going to get you updated on traffic here in just a second. We're going to check in with Carly from Shuckers down on Fort Myers Beach. Then we'll have some news headlines, 4 o'clock fluffer, your emails, about 30 minutes away from Broadway Joe and his NFL picks of the week. But first, let's get you updated on traffic for your drive home. Our first look. All right, we got a few things on the board. We will start in Fort Myers. We got a crash. 4900 block of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Also in Fort Myers, hit and run. 13,000 block of McGregor Boulevard, right by the Stillwater Grill. And in Bonita, crash, Rosemary Drive and Old 41 Road. And you are up to date. Let's do our first check-in with Carly. She's at Shuckers this afternoon. Carly, can you hear us?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
You sound delightful.
I am. You guys sent me to the beach on a Friday afternoon.
Yeah. How's it going down there at Shuckers?
It is great. We are here from 4 to 6. They got live music, and we got some 96-cent draft beers going on, so it is perfect.
Yeah, sounds good. And did you bring some K-Rock stuff with you?
I, of course, did. I got koozies, I got bottle openers, and, of course, I have the Stan and Haney shirts and bumper stickers.
Oh, good. Those bumper
so
stickers.
So I got it all. Yes.
Yeah. And let me ask you this, because I know you were going down there and hanging out and meeting everybody. Did you get any help setting up?
I did get a little bit of help, but just so you guys do know, I did break a nail in the process.
Oh,
I'm all upset about
no.
it.
No.
I know. I lugged the tent down onto the beach, but, you know, you got to do what you got to do.
Is John, our program director, keeping an eye out on you, or has he already started drinking?
He's drinking and enjoying a cigar.
Attaboy!
How long did it take before the tab was opened, Carly?
I was still setting up the tent.
All right, Carly, I'm glad things are going well over there for you. We're going to check in about another half hour. We'll say hi to you.
Perfect. I can't wait.
All right. See ya.
Thank you.
There she goes. There goes the lovely Carly. Go on down there. She's delightful. Go on down there and meet her. Shuckers 4 to 6 at Estero Boulevard on Fort Myers Beach. And we'll check in with her in a little bit. Coming up in less than 1 hour, it'll be the newscast of record with Southwest Florida's most respected anchor man, Mark Haney. He is the news. What can you expect? Well, here's Mark right over here. He's going to check today's headlines for you. Okay. All right. You know what? That's a trigger.
Coming up.
It is a trigger.
Pardon?
Nothing. Nothing.
Coming up in less then an hour on the news, we will have some things for you you did not know.
All right. Was that Richard making sure everything was good, Junior?
Yes.
It was perfect.
It was perfect.
She's perfect.
She sure is.
In every way.
Yeah. Why do I think that the salesperson, John and all them, are having the time of their lives?
I picture them undercover with cocktails and cigars as they yell over to Carly, who's setting up the tent. Hey, do you need any help?
That's what I'm picturing.
And then when she says yes, they pretend they can't hear her.
What? Jeez.
Here's a hell of a story for you. A man is busted stealing newspapers out of stores because the newspaper reported on him stealing political yard signs. He didn't want anybody to know.
Put down the yard signs, grab the papers.
A man trying to resurrect his grandmother ends up causing $30,000 in damage to the cemetery.
I hope you have the picture because it is so disturbing. His mugshot or driver's license photo, whatever it is.
Well, he did it wrong.
Yeah, he did.
And finally, if 2020 weren't weird enough already, life has now turned into some sort of demented Michael Jackson video. A man was stabbed after an impromptu dance-off with a stranger in the street. These stories and much, much more unfortunate nonsense coming your way in less than an hour on the news.
It's a trigger! It's a trigger! Can we have some laughter?
This is a thought.
4 o'clock fluffer time. Mark?
Stan?
Everyone?
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
Hi, ladies. Heading down to Shuckers?
Well, weekend's coming up.
Sure is.
You know what that means?
What?
Costco trip.
Yes!
Welcome to Costco. I love you.
I went to college there.
Yeah. I'll be going this weekend.
With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the
top
things you should not do at Costco.
Top things you should not do at Costco.
Spread cat litter on the floor so you can test it.
A lot of people think that cats can't be trained. Well, they can't. Sit, kit. Sit. Sit. Get your butt down.
Top things you should not do at Costco.
Yes.
While wearing a mask over your rear end, stand next to people and fart and say, "Don't worry, it's covered."
Ugh.
go up next to someone with a pallet of Bud Light Lime in their cart and ask them what it's like to be born without taste buds.
Hold my beer.
Loudly yell, where would I find extra large condoms?
Oh, I'm wet.
Run around smashing all the eggs, screaming about how you're pro-chicken life.
Yes!
Ask for a dressing room. Come on, man. You're holding a pair of Kirkland slacks. You're fine.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
I don't mind a pair of those. By the way, look at that Cuba rat.
He's stealing the guy's beer.
Yeah, he loves beer.
Hold my beer.
Kind of like much of the staff that's supposed to be supporting Carly down there at Chuckers.
Bunch of bitches.
And finally, the very top thing you should not do at Costco.
Yes.
Grab a 48-pack of toilet paper and a 5-gallon bottle of taco sauce and wheel it around telling anybody that'll listen, it's going to be an interesting night.
Oh, I should say a period, right? I'm sorry. Wait a minute.
Elvis has left the building.
That's it, baby.
Email time. Email time. Ahoy. At StanandHaney.com.
What?
Ahoy at StanandHaney.com.
Okay.
In all the years that we've been doing the question of the week, this has to be one of the biggest responses that we had yesterday. Who's on your Mount Rushmore?
One of the toughest.
Yeah, and the response yesterday was one, and the emails, I'll try to get through as many as I can. Our friend Leo said his Mount Rushmore would be Randy Rhodes, Richie Sambora, and Brian May from Queen.
He's got one to give.
Oh, hold on, what did he say? Hold on. Customer of the year, Mount Rushmore, guitar breaks would be Randy Rhodes, Richie Sambora.
You didn't say Randy Rhodes.
Yeah, I did. I most certainly did.
You did.
Okay.
Yeah. Let's see. This is Bart. His... Eddie Van Halen / Prince, Brian May. This is from Steve. Ahoy, gentlemen. Excellent question of the week. First time I called and I got through. I enjoyed hearing everyone's list and like how they have their own version of what puts a guitarist on the top of their mountain. Really happy to hear a couple also placed Frank Zappa up there as well. Thank you for all you guys do. Have a great weekend. Signed, Steve. Greg. His Mount Rushmore. Zakk Wylde. Dimebag Darrell. Kerry King from Slayer. And number four, whoever the guy is that plays guitar on your opening song.
Yeah! I made it.
Let's see. This is Scuba Steve. Longtime listener, guys. My four? Stevie Ray Vaughan, Clapton, Carlos Santana, Jimi Hendrix.
You can't argue with that.
Nope. This one. This is from Jeremy. My Mount Rushmore. Jim Heath. The Reverend Horton Heat. Eddie Van Halen. Eddie Van Halen's mother and Eddie Van Halen's father.
What, he didn't put his son on there?
Nope, he didn't. How dare he? This is Pete from Port Charlotte. Jimi Hendrix, Eric Clapton, George Harrison, Mark Haney. Right there. You write George Harrison and then you.
I can live with that.
Yeah. So the three ahead of Mark Haney, according to Pete from Port Charlotte, are Harrison, Clapton, and Hendricks. That's some fine, that's rarefied air. This is from Chris, who writes, I can't believe no one on the air yesterday mentioned the great Kerry Effin King from a little band spelled Slayer. Dimebag Dave and Jerry Garcia. I didn't hear those three greats mentioned yesterday.
Well, you know, I didn't hear Glenn Tipton or K.K. Downing mentioned either,
yeah.
But there's only so many slots.
This is Gary from Inglewood. Ahoy and hot damn! Listen to you guys every day, and I thoroughly enjoy your show. Tough question, though, you had this week, Stan, but my four would be these. The master himself, Eddie Van Halen. David Gilmour. Yngwie Malmsteen.
Close enough.
Yeah.
Trust me, I've never heard it said right. And number four, Glenn Tipton from Judas Priest.
Nice! Yeah!
Now, after all of that, ladies and gentlemen, The Guardian.
Jesus.
Let's see. Ahoy. Great question of the week. So many great choices that it's very difficult to pick only four. But here are my picks. Number one, Eddie Van Halen. Number two, Carlos Santana. Number three, Ritchie Blackmore. And number four, Eric Clapton. Now, I want to include B.B. King, but I figure he's jazz. He's blues. And he's not rock. Jazz. Got some jazz hands. So let's talk for a moment about what an old sagging face is trying to do. And she is. Which is using the 25th Amendment. Nancy Pelosi is so delusional and will try anything to get rid of Trump. She is saying that the steroids that he's taking for COVID, and I heard this, are affecting his judgment.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus.
What you a know, bunch of crap. Hey,
you Nate. You just have to be bewildered at the...
What's she on?
The level of outright hate.
Yeah,
and
oh, it's...
They don't care if they're embarrassing
it's
themselves.
It's not about the office. It's hating the man.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Nancy, stop worrying about Trump and do your damn job. Get the American people the help they need. Stop trying to give help to those cities that have done such a poor job and they want taxpayers to pay their inept inability to manage their cities.
You know, every time they do this kind of stuff, and it just keeps getting worse, it makes me believe more and more that Trump is telling the truth.
Mm-hmm.
That he still is. An outsider.
Oh, yeah,
and they don't want him there.
Maybe they need to find a way to get rid of old saggy face. That would make me do the happy dance with jazz hands.
Can you imagine if someone like Pelosi or Biden was subjected to what Trump's been subjected to with surveillance and an independent counsel, the things they'd find?
Yeah. What's the matter? Is there somebody on the phone?
Yes.
Who is it?
Take a guess.
You know what? I don't want her ruining another show.
Well, you did tell her to call back.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What's her name?
I want to say Helen, but it's Joanne.
Oh, it's Midge. Joanne?
Yes.
Yes, I got 30 seconds for you. What's on your mind? Did you do your homework?
Yes, I did.
And
as soon as I saw who was behind the investigation, I stopped reading the article. Good try, guys, but that's not...
Oh, my God.
Well, hold on, Joanne.
She just hung up on us.
Eric Holder's behind it.
Yeah, I know. She just hung up on us.
I really would have liked to have heard what kind of BS...
Don't worry. She'll call back on Monday. She can't not listen to us. We'll be back.
Oh, my God.
Broadway Joe is next. I stopped reading it. I read the headline and the first sentence, and I got confused. We'll be back.
The radio miracle so powerful it can strip paint. It's so gentle it's been approved by the FDA for use in baby food. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Friday afternoon. We'll get you updated on traffic here for your drive home. Then we're going to check in once again with our very own Carly. She's at Shuckers on Fort Myers Beach. K-Rock happy hour in full swing. She'll have all the details for you here in just a second. But first, let's get you updated. Oh, and by the way, I think I see the phone ringing too. Broadway Joe and his NFL picks just moments away. All right, let's see what we got. Let's start in North Fort Myers. Got a hit and run. 4700 block of Orange Grove Boulevard, right by the Good Shepherd Lutheran School. Then we got a couple in Fort Myers. Crash, Alico Road and Three Oaks Parkway. And a disabled vehicle, Fort Myers, Hanson Street and Evans Avenue. One showing up on Fort Myers Beach. It's a crash. The 17,000 block of San Carlos Boulevard. And you are up to date. Let's head now to Fort Myers Beach. I hear the crowd, the good time going on, and our own Carly is at Shuckers right now on Estero Boulevard, K-Rock Happy Hour. How's it going?
It is going well. All drinks right. are being poured as we speak.
Okay. Now, is everybody behaving themselves? Have there been good Stan and Haney listeners coming up to you and saying hi?
Yes, there has been. There is a lot of people now walking around with your guys' faces on them.
That's great.
They came and they grabbed all the T-shirts.
What, they grabbed them all already?
Well, not all of
you
them.
Got a few
I still
of them.
Got plenty
there
more.
There we go.
Yes.
That's what I want to hear. And how's and how's John, the program director, and the rest of the K-Rock people out there? Are they still enjoying themselves?
Yes, John did offer me a cigar. It felt like a scene from The Godfather. I don't know if I was supposed to kiss the ring or something. He is currently shucking some oysters as we speak.
Really? Oh,
yes.
Wow.
Now, they're enjoying themselves.
Now, if I finish up on a Friday, I'm driving home and I'm hearing this right now. I say, you know what? I'm going to go over to Fort Myers Beach. I'm going to head over to Shuckers. What's going on? They got some specials?
Yes, they got some 96-cent draft Bud Light specials going on. I know they got food happy hour going on. And, of course, I'm here. So
yes.
You want to swing by and say hello.
Fantastic. And again, you have some Stan and Haney K-Rock shirts.
Well, yeah, because, you know, people are going to show up last minute. And
yeah.
I got shirts for them. Don't worry.
Caps? Any caps?
Any what?
Baseball caps?
No, I do not today.
Oh, son of
I
a...
know.
But you can still get a Stan and Haney T-shirt.
Absolutely.
And you're going to be out there until 6 p.m., so still plenty of time for people to head out to Shuckers and enjoy themselves.
Definitely. And the weather is beautiful, just so you know.
Right there, Shuckers, Estero Boulevard, Fort Myers Beach. Carly, we'll check in with you in about another half hour or so.
Perfect.
All right, see ya.
Hi.
There she goes. There goes the lovely Carly. And we go from the lovely Carly... to this.
And now, here's the youngster who did it when they said it couldn't be done. The superstar of the Super Bowl, ladies and gentlemen, here is Joe Namath.
Broadway Joe!
Hey!
It's a shame you can't be up our neck of the woods. Got a big party going on over on Fort Myers Beach at Shuckers. Our own Carly, she's very pretty, and she's over there right now. Everybody's going over there having a good time.
Well, if there's one thing Broadway Joe loves, it's a pretty girl.
Yes. Yes. As you age, though, the girls that you are attracted to stay the same.
Isn't that a funny thing?
You know, you were going out with, you know, 20-year-olds when you were in your 20s. You were going out with 20-year-olds when you were in your 30s, your 40s, your 50s, 60s, 70s.
Yeah, and it finally all came to an end when my daughter said, Dad, please.
Can you make rhyme or reason out of all of this changing football schedule that we've been having the past couple of weeks with this COVID, and then you got the Titans practicing when they weren't supposed to, and their game's postponed? It doesn't go until like Tuesday, maybe. It's getting crazy with the COVID and the NFL.
Well, I don't understand what they're doing, because I would think that traditionally the way the NFL has been is, let's say, hypothetically, that in the last game played, that four of Tennessee's starting linemen all got broken legs. Well, they'd be expected to play the next week.
Yeah.
So why don't they just isolate the sick ones and let the rest of them play?
Yeah, I know. And then all the situation with Buffalo having to play a Tuesday game and then a Thursday night game. They're going to have to reschedule that. You got the Patriots in the middle of the afternoon on a Monday.
And in the middle of the season, you got an undefeated team. And you're telling them you're not allowed to practice.
Yep.
You can't even go and throw the football around.
COVID, it's a different world in 2020, Broadway. I know you're isolating in your home and haven't stepped out very much.
Well, that's normal, though.
Did you foresee the Chicago Bears beating the Tampa Bay Buccaneers last night?
No, Tom Brady beat the Buccaneers last night.
Yeah. Didn't even know what down it was.
I'll tell you this. There have been, because, you know, back in my day, we didn't have any concussion protocols or any of that nonsense. And there were times when I was on the football field and I didn't even know what city I was in. But never did I not know what the down and distance was.
I mean, unbelievable. Unbelievable with a future Hall of Famer. Incredible. Let's take a look at this week's games, Broadway. We've got a full slate of action. And I also will add, we get our first bye week this week. Both Detroit and Green Bay taking the week off. They forfeit.
Well, perhaps it wasn't safe for them to play.
Right. Here we go. Let's start with the Sunday games, 1 o'clock games, Broadway. You got Carolina at Atlanta.
Well, based on Matt Ryan alone, I don't see Atlanta having a winless season, and this weekend as good a one as any. I like Atlanta.
Going with the Falcons. The Las Vegas Raiders going to Kansas City, take on those Chiefs.
You know, at the start of the season, my thought was Kansas City can beat any team in the AFC. The only one that could give them trouble is Baltimore, and they embarrass Baltimore. I certainly don't think the Raiders are going to be any trouble for the Chiefs at all.
Going with Kansas City at home. The Arizona Cardinals traveling east to take on the hapless New York Jets.
Well, I think we've all learned now that certainly Adam Gase wasn't the problem in Miami based on what he's done in New York. I like Arizona.
Of course you do. The Philadelphia Eagles taking on the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Well, Philadelphia accidentally won last week. Yep. I like Pittsburgh.
I agree. Going with the Steelers. The Los Angeles, I got to check. I'm looking at the logo. Yep, the Los Angeles Rams are traveling to the Washington.
Why even play that game? Los Angeles.
Yeah, of course. That should have been a forfeit. The Cincinnati Bengals got their first victory last week. They're taking on the Ravens.
Well, it's really not so much the Bengals versus the Ravens. It's Joe Burrow versus an entire football team.
Yeah.
I like the Ravens.
All right. Jacksonville, the Jaguars, going to Houston to take on the Texans.
You know, I think this might be closer than you might think, but Houston, I think they're going to get their first victory. They fired their coach and general manager and
hauled
out 73-year-old Romeo Crennel to yell at him. So that should work, huh?
Right, so you're, wasn't he around when you were playing? So you're taking Houston.
Yeah, by a nose.
All right. You know, I always ask this because we, of course, here carry the Miami Dolphins, and we like to watch the game. Now, you got the Dolphins playing the San Francisco 49ers. Is that affecting any of our television since it's a 4:05 late game start?
Well, because the Bucs aren't playing on Sunday, it should be fine.
All right. So, Miami traveling across country, Broadway, to take on the 49ers, our first of our late games.
I think, given the specific problems that the Dolphins have had on defense, it is a matchup nightmare against the 49ers. I like San Francisco.
Going with the 49ers, going against the Dolphins for the first time this season. The Indianapolis Colts playing the Cleveland Browns.
Well, Cleveland had that wild game at Dallas last week where their offense scored 49 points. Isn't that something?
That's impressive.
And their defense gave up 38 points.
Yeah,
now,
sure
I don't
did.
Think their offense is going to put up 49 on Indy, but I think their defense could give up 38. I like Indy.
Okay. Continuing. I feel so bad for the New York Giants. They're taking on the Dallas Cowboys in Dallas, 4:25 p.m.
Well, you feel bad for the New York Giants. How about that whole division?
Yeah, I know. Yeah. You got to believe, even though Dallas is struggling.
Struggling. Billy is leading the division at 1-3, I think.
Yep. All that whole division is struggling.
They're what?
Struggling.
Well, I agree. The entire NFC East is struggling.
You're going to go with Dallas on that?
Absolutely. And, you know, Dallas lost that game. They lost a ton of games. But Dak Prescott will get his numbers.
Yeah.
You look at his numbers and you think that was a winning team.
You're right. What does that tell you as somebody that has thrown the old pigskin and is in the Hall of Fame, and you got a quarterback putting up numbers like that, but you can't you struggle for every win?
Well, it's one of two things. It always is. Talent or coaching.
Yep. I'd lean with coaching.
I think you might be right.
Yes. Football night in America. NBC, Sunday night, Minnesota at Seattle.
Well, I think that's a pretty easy one. I like Seattle.
I agree. All right, now we get into goofy things, Broadway. We have two Monday night games. The first one is going to be played at 5 p.m. in the afternoon on Monday. Denver at New England.
Well, I think this will be the first time where you'll be able to compare your ratings and see how you go up against the football game.
Yeah.
New England.
Okay, you're going to go with New England. Even because Cam Newton was tested positive, right? Is he going to be playing?
I don't care. They're playing Denver.
Right again, Broadway. And then Monday Night Football, 8 o'clock game, the Chargers traveling to New Orleans.
I like my Saints.
Going with the Saints. And then, Broadway, we have a Tuesday matchup on CBS. 7 o'clock on Tuesday. Buffalo, hopefully this game comes off. Buffalo at Tennessee.
So we're playing that on a Tuesday, probably the best matchup of the week.
Yeah, and then Buffalo has, tentatively, they probably reschedule it. They have a Thursday night matchup, so they get like 2 days or 1 day before they have to play another game. They're going to reschedule that, but we got this Tuesday game in the middle of the week, Buffalo and Tennessee.
Both teams unbeaten. These are the games, at least during the regular season, that you look forward to. At this point, based on what I've seen from both teams, I like Buffalo.
You know what? I kind of agree with you. I think there's too much turmoil going on right now with Tennessee, and Buffalo has a great football team. You are absolutely right. And, of course, as we said at the beginning, Detroit and Green Bay are the first teams this season to have a bye week. Here they are, Broadway Joe's NFL picks for week number 5 in the National Football League. His winners on Sunday: Atlanta, Kansas City, Arizona, Pittsburgh, the Rams, Baltimore, Houston, San Francisco, Indianapolis, Dallas, and Seattle. Monday night, he likes, well, Monday afternoon, he likes New England. Monday night, he likes New Orleans. And on Tuesday night, he likes Buffalo. We got through them all, Broadway.
What an ordeal.
It is an ordeal, and somehow I got the gut feeling that as this season progresses, there's going to be more stuff like this. Changing of schedules, testing positive, this, moving the games. I think there's going to be a lot of it.
Well, there's only one thing you can be certain of. Whatever it is, Roger Goodell will be driving the clown car.
There he goes. There goes Broadway. We're going to take a break. We will be back. We're Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
The Stan and Haney Show.
Man, when I'm drunk, I got my beer goggles on. Gotta find myself a chubby to chase. Gotta find me a fat girl, fattest girl in the place. But when she stands there, I don't care that she weighs so much. More cushion for the pushing motion in the ocean. That's twice as much love. She tastes just like gravy. She tastes just like gravy. She tastes just like gravy and blue cheese. She's the biggest girl. She's twice, at least twice my size. Come on, now let me hear you move, hear you move, hear you move, hear you move like a cow. Ha, 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 fat chicks rule, and they do things skinny chicks just won't do. She tastes like grass. Drunk, they seem little, but it turns out to be tons of fun. Had to roll over twice to get off this one. And then she cooks when we're done. Woo! Cooking biscuits and gravy. She's cooking biscuits and gravy. I love
town, she'll be thrilled with the radio that never forgets. Besides turning on appliances automatically, it can be set to remind Mom when her favorite program is on the air. And now, another chapter in the lives of
Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney. It's just past 5 o'clock, 5:10, and that means quitting time for a lot of you. The weekend has begun. And if you're out and about, we're going to be checking in with Carly in just a second here. She's at Shuckers for the K-Rock Happy Hour till 6 p.m. Got a lot of specials going on down there. We'll check in with her as soon as we check in with traffic for your drive home. All right, let's start in Fort Myers. Got a crash, Palm Beach Boulevard and State Road 31. Then we got a couple showing up here in Estero. The first one, a crash, I-75 northbound at Corkscrew Road. The other one is the same thing. It's a double print. My apologies. Check that. And in Bonita Springs, crash, Serrano Way and West Terry Street. And you are up to date. She's been hanging out there this afternoon, enjoying the return of the K-Rock Happy Hour. It is our own Carly hanging out at Shuckers, where everybody is having a good time, walking around in Stan and Haney t-shirts. Carly, how's it going right now?
It is going perfect. And yes, everyone is walking around with Stan and Haney t-shirts on.
Love it.
Thanks to you.
Yeah, you're handing them out.
I am. I brought a bunch of them as well.
Fantastic. And we're just past 5 o'clock. It's quitting time for a lot of people to start their weekend. And they'll be heading, hopefully, down towards Shuckers to meet you. And what are the drink specials they got?
You better come down here. They got some 96-cent beers. So grab yourself one. Grab me one as well.
Something tells me you can use one right about now.
I could use one. You know, I set up my own tent. I did all the work. I feel like I deserve a beer.
You do.
And it's something tells me there'd be no shortage of people lining up to buy you one.
No, there isn't. Hopefully they all stick around and help break down the tent.
Let me be honest with me. Has anybody, since you arrived there, offered to buy you a beer?
Yes, of many
course.
People.
Yes, of course.
And
they
you know,
have.
it's rude to say no in my mind.
So. No, you just simply tell them, you know, you're working, but you know, at six, I can enjoy that cold beer because you know darn well the rest of our staff that's over.
Yeah,
there,
the rest of our staff is under no such restriction.
No restrictions.
Yes, they also have a drink here called the Tropical Storm, and it has four different types of rum in it, and I feel like I kind of deserve that.
Yeah, I love rum. Haney loves rum.
We blue love, flame.
Oh, it's a blue flame, can keep you going all night long. So you're going to be there till 6 o'clock, working until 6 o'clock.
Working until 6, and from 8 to midnight, upstairs at the cottage, they're going to continue the live music as well.
Oh,
so
great.
I might be up there as well.
Awesome. Nice. Are you going to be able to scam somebody into taking the tent down for you?
I hope so. That is the plan.
Yeah, there should be somebody there to take that
I'm
tent
starting
down.
Starting to eyeball some people that look like they could do it.
There you go. We're going to check in with you one more time, okay?
Perfect.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Carly down at Shuckers. 6 o'clock. 96-cent drafts, food specials, the party moves upstairs to the cottage after the festivities are done there. We'll check in with her one more time. Mark Haney and the News. I love this music. Seriously, I can sit in a dark room and just have this play and I'm fine. Just in it.
It's okay.
I'll just drift off into space, looking at nothing, looking past everyone. It's just
la da, la da, 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 da.
You have to admit that it's that kind of music that'll just put you in a trance. Sorry, Mark Haney and the News. Jeez. Brought to you by.
It was a nice place to be.
It sure was. It was a nice break in the day. Brought to you by Jason and Todd at the Diamond District. Starts right now.
There was a time before cable, when the local anchorman reigned supreme. When people believed everything they heard.
What?
This was an age.
No, I'm not alright. These are sick people, Stan.
One anchorman was more man than the rest.
Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals. He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr. And suits so fine they made Sinatra look like a hobo. In other words,
Martini
was the balls.
Hi, I'm Garrick Utley, and you're listening to Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Martini.
Good afternoon. This is the news for today, Friday,
October
9th.
Double M, double X.
Telling it like it is, I'm Mark Haney. Time now for Things You Did Not Know.
Okay.
You know, if you pay attention to your space news, every once in a while, they'll say that one of our super telescopes has found a potentially habitable planet off somewhere in space.
Yep.
That might be able to support us. Well, they've had time to do a little more in-depth research on these planets. And believe it or not, astronomers have identified 24 planets that are actually superior to Earth. They are more habitable than Earth.
Yeah, but then you get the riffraff.
Oh, yeah.
You know, if it can support and it'd be more enjoyable for more people, yeah, then rest assured, the riffraff.
You're right. Well, out of the best of them, they'll probably have to just make it like a resort planet.
Right, like sandals.
Yep, exactly. I'm going to go there one day.
You know, I want to, too, and my wife wants to. And then you go, and because it's all-inclusive, they got so many places to go, and then you look at what it costs. And it's like, someday. Everything's done for you. And eat and drink as much as you want. It's paid for. Until you look at the price. You're paying for it.
See, that would be the real vacation.
Oh, that's what they want it to be.
It's not even so much where you are. It's that you don't have a care in the world.
Right.
There's somebody just standing by.
Yep.
You learn to ignore them. And then, you know what, Stan? Sure would be nice if we had another rum drink. Oh, thank you. My pleasure.
Yes.
But that doesn't happen.
No, not for us.
We know McDonald's sells a lot of burgers.
They sure do. I've seen the signs. Millions sold.
I remember when it used to be a number.
Remember? They used to have it, and it was like 53 million sold.
And then they changed the numbers.
Yep.
But then they finally said, you know what? This is getting ridiculous.
Yeah, because now I think it's in the billions.
We need our employees in there selling burgers, not out messing with the sign again.
Agreed.
Now, given that, you know they sell a lot. How many burgers would you imagine McDonald's, and remember, they're worldwide, how many burgers do you think McDonald's sells every second?
Every second?
Mm-hmm. Because they're worldwide. Somewhere in the world, they're always serving burgers.
I'd say 50 to 100 every second.
You're dead on.
Well, I am.
75 hamburgers every second.
Look at that. See? I'm not. I'm sitting here for a reason.
What's between 50 and 100?
75! See, that music helps you think.
Mm-hmm. You know, there was a lot of wisdom in ancient Persia.
You better believe it.
Before they got their heads jumbled with the Mohammedans.
Yep. It's true, Junior. Don't hide your face when he says that. It's true.
In ancient Persia, when wisdom was valued, when you debated an idea, you didn't do it once. Anything that was important enough to consider, you always debated twice.
Why?
Well, you would debate the idea once when you were sober. And then another time when you were pie-eyed drunk.
Yeah, a lot of ideas come up when you're pie-eyed drunk, but none of them are good.
Now, the key is the idea had to sound good to everybody both times.
Ah, all right, that makes sense.
So if it sounds good sober and it sounds good drunk,
done.
That's worth looking into.
All right.
You know, during the COVID, they used that as an excuse to hoover up all the coins in existence.
Yeah, we got a coin shortage. Because they hoovered them all up.
Yeah, because it's COVID.
Yeah.
Well, nobody will notice if we hoover them all up now.
Nobody's going to fight you on that because it's COVID.
You know, you got to say, how much cash do we have in circulation, though?
Coins?
Just cash. Just could be coins or bills. Just cash money.
I don't have a number for you. I'd just say the amount is probably staggering.
There is enough money in circulation right now in the United States that if you split it evenly, every single person, every man, woman, and child could carry at least $4,200 of it.
That perked you up, didn't it, Junior?
Yeah, it did. I'd be rolling in money.
Yeah, how much of it would I see?
I'll give you about like 200.
Oh, you know what? And I forgot this, all about this, because we're busy doing a show. But I handed you something earlier today, because today's Friday.
Yeah.
Did you hand something to him?
Wait. No, Stan, please, Junior, I'll handle this.
Thank you.
Before you say anything, Junior's already approached me and said he's on hard times and asked if I could delay his payments indefinitely.
Indefinitely?
Not indefinitely, just for a long time.
All right, fair enough. Far for me to butt in.
So I don't know what you handed him. But he's already made arrangements and let me know.
It's going to be a long time.
Yeah. I said indefinitely. Yeah. He says a long time. That's different. So I'm a little better off than I was. So now we understand each other, right?
Yeah. So you're going to get your money.
But not for a long time.
Yeah, not
but
for
not
a
indefinitely.
While. Not indefinitely.
Just a long time.
Eventually.
All right. In a moment.
I am Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
Bill, there's a 70-year-old man named Peter DeJager from Hull, Iowa. Back in August, he was charged with two misdemeanor counts of theft and trespassing for stealing political yard signs.
That is a crime. That is a crime.
The Dickinson County News newspaper had a small blurb regarding the crime in its police blotter section on September 2nd. Now, Peter clearly didn't want people to read the big scoop about him stealing yard signs. And he did the only thing he could do.
What's that?
He went around all the different stores in the area, stealing every single copy of the Dickinson County News he could get his hands on.
Because they still print a paper.
He cleared out vending boxes, stole them right off the news rack, and did whatever he could do to make sure no one would read the blurb in the police blotter.
About that arrest.
As local businessmen began reviewing security footage, they all saw it was the same man stealing the Dickinson County News. They referred the matter to the police, who put two and two together and arrested Peter for theft.
That's got to be a big paper. That's a centerfold paper. It's not a tabloid size. It's a centerfold.
Well, that would be what you call a broadsheet.
Yes, yes. You know what? This, I don't know. With the Fort Myers News Press, the Naples Daily News, I read most of the stuff online now. Used to every day here in the studio, especially when we were in the mornings, it was still fresh. We'd have all the newspapers in the studio, and we'd get a lot of our stuff by sitting down and reading the newspaper.
From a wet newspaper.
Yeah, sometimes it was wet if the plastic bag wasn't tied up right. Junior, when was the last time you read a physical newspaper?
I don't know, man. Probably like 10 years. Everything's online.
But you have at some point.
Right. I have at some point.
You know, the comic strips.
Yeah.
That used to be a big thing when I was a kid. And the Sunday paper would come and I was like 4 or 5 years old. My old man sitting in his chair reading the news, the morning newspaper. And he'd always go right in there and find those comic strips and hand me that section.
You know, I'm looking at the security footage of this guy, and quite frankly, I'm shocked that he was caught. He is a sneaky bastard.
How do you figure? What do you mean he's sneaky?
Well, look at him at the end there. He gives a little look over his shoulder to make sure nobody saw him.
Yeah.
And crafty bastard.
Yeah, and he's really put on some weight in that third picture, too, hiding them papers.
Well, that's part of his disguise.
Yeah, yeah.
That way you don't know he's got newspapers.
Yeah.
He's a portly man.
There's no way in the world you can get all the newspapers. And I don't know if they still do it this way either. The paper delivery people, if they saw the paper boxes or the drugstore papers, they'd deliver more.
I'm going to warn you right now. The story I just did, that's as sane as we're getting today.
All right.
At least that made sense. You could see the motivation for the crime. We now move to 34-year-old Danny Frazier from Knoxville, Tennessee.
What's Danny been up to?
Nothing good.
Of course not. You're reading about it.
He was arrested on Monday for doing almost $30,000 in damage to the local cemetery.
Oh, where do you see this guy's face?
Including breaking headstones and digging.
Yup.
So you may be wondering, why was 34-year-old Danny digging up the local cemetery? Well, the police asked Danny this question, and he had a perfectly reasonable answer.
What was it?
Well, he apologized for the damage. Wasn't intentional. He was just there trying to resurrect his grandma.
Booga, booga, booga.
Now, even after hearing that perfectly reasonable explanation, the young man's there, just a young boy of 34 trying to resurrect his grandmother. He was still charged with vandalism and criminal trespassing.
We have his picture. Oh, that wasn't the one I thought it would be. He's bad enough. He looks drunk.
That's him.
Yeah, it's him.
I miss you, Meemaw.
Must have been looking at another story. Now, see his beard, Haney?
Yeah.
That's how you grow your beard. You got to trim it up.
Well, he's using Just for Men.
Yeah, he's got a dark beard.
Difficult to color.
Yeah. You know how it is. That
beards and mustaches.
Beards and mustaches. Very difficult to color.
He also has a landing dock like I do.
He sure does. That's why you're shaving your head this weekend.
Yeah,
right?
He's got like global yep. warming on his head where you can see that one island of hair is slowly yeah. fading away.
Yeah. Junior's got a full dock.
Yep. Like one of them floating docks.
Yeah. Hello, I'm Bill Curtis of Investigative Reports.
Paddle
for our
boats.
Final story, yeah. Here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman.
A marina.
Mark Haney.
Yep. Paddle boats and pontoon yeah. boats only.
Yeah.
Bill. And now we've arrived at the point where life becomes a combination of West Side Story and a demented Michael Jackson video.
Oh, no.
There's a gentleman by the name of Terrence Williams in Bowling Green, Kentucky. And on Tuesday night, he was walking down the street with a female friend when they noticed a random man pushing a shopping cart down the street.
Okay.
We don't know how this came about, but somehow from the time they saw the man pushing the shopping cart, something transpired that ended with Terrence and the man with the shopping cart deciding to engage in a serious dance-off.
Right on.
Woo! Shamo! Woo!
Right on.
Hee-hee!
Evidently, Terrence won. I say this because the shopping cart man stabbed him.
What?
Terrence was hospitalized with a stab wound to the stomach, and police are trying to track down the shopping cart man who disappeared.
Jeez, and they have footage of this?
Junior, I don't know. You'd have to ask your producer.
Well, I'm kind of asking him. What do you got?
I'm trying to find it right now.
Huh? What?
Just now?
Just now?
Ever since you brought it up,
wouldn't
I'm looking for it.
Stuff be loaded up? Like, during headlines, you'd hear the stories, and he'd rack up some pictures.
I'm a very busy boy.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but that is something you should have been looking at hours ago.
Did you find it yet?
No.
Never mind. Shame.
And she said, the moment has passed.
Yeah.
And that's the news for today, Friday,
October
9th.
Double M, double X, double M, double M.
Yeah, whatever.
Here he is, little Monty Haney, telling it like it is.
Jason and Todd from the Diamond District bringing us news.
I didn't even know dance-offs happened in real life. The only time I've seen that is when Jeff Zito got into a fight with Marvin.
Yeah, because our old friend Jeff Zito...
He was a B-boy.
He used to go and do breakdancing in the streets.
Oh, man, when you and Zito would go out back, lay down that cardboard box, and you'd start doing your human beatbox
yeah,
for him?
Yeah, and watch him spin! Jason and Todd from the Diamond District bringing us news. We're going to take a break. We're going to check in one more time with Carly. She's down there at Shuckers, Fort Myers Beach, for the K-Rock Happy Hour. We'll check in with her next.
We couldn't be more proud to work for the Beasley Media Group, and we'd like to thank them for the indoor plumbing and the microphones.
Thank you.
Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Thank you for spending your week with us. Greatly appreciate it. Al Beck. coming up. Take you through your Friday night. Time now to get one more look at traffic for your drive home. Then we'll check in one more time with Carly over there at Shuckers. All right, a couple of things on the board. Let me see where they're at. Oh, they're both Fort Myers. First one is a crash. 13th, you okay?
What?
13,000 block of South Tamiami Trail right by Dovey's Sports Grill. And also Fort Myers, crash, State Road 31 and Palm Beach Boulevard. And you are up to date all afternoon. We have been checking in with Carly. She's been hanging out at Shuckers for our K-Rock happy hour. And the thing may be close to winding up over there, Carly. I know about another 20 minutes or so to go. Do I hear wind?
Yes, it is very windy, but it's nice, though. It's very breezy.
Yeah, I bet it is. And it's for the most part, kicking off K-Rock Happy Hour once again, it's been a pretty successful afternoon, hasn't it?
It has been. I can't wait to go to more of these. It's great.
And
because you rock, Carly.
You rock.
Thank you so much. You guys rock, too.
Thank you. So all in all, they still got time to swing by there. And then you said also the party is going to be moving inside upstairs to the cottage?
Yes, that's correct. It's going to be up by the cottage from 8 to midnight. They're going to have live music. But you still have 20 minutes to get your 96-cent draft Bud Light beer.
Oh, nice.
So you don't want to miss that.
Are you all out of prizes over there, too?
No, I got a couple more T-shirts, some koozies, some bottle openers. So
she's smart.
Quickly,
she holds some back.
Hold I it. Do a little
bit. Do we have a K-Rock koozies?
Yeah, we have K-Rock koozies.
I had no idea.
They're red and they say 96 K-Rock on them.
I'd like to save me one or two of those.
Definitely.
I appreciate it. And again, with the wind and stuff, be careful with that tent. Maybe have a K-Rock employee. Oh, I'm sorry. Maybe
just so you know, they are all starting to walk away slowly. They know it's time.
Crying out loud.
Make and sure they're all leaving me.
Make sure they don't stick you with the tab, Carly.
Yeah, you know what? There's a tab somewhere there.
Probably says Carly. Yeah. It's going to be directed right to me.
Oh, you did a great job, and yeah, I hope we do more of these. And thanks so much.
Of course.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Isn't she great?
She's just lovely. What do you got for us, Haney?
Gonna live forever.
Great song.
I'm gonna cross that river. I'm gonna catch tomorrow night. You're gonna wanna hold me just like I always told you. You're gonna miss me when I'm gone. Nobody here will ever find me, but I will always be around. Just like the songs I leave behind me, I'm gonna live forever now. Fathers and you mothers, be good to one another. Please try to raise your children right. Don't let the darkness take them. Don't make them feel forsaken. Just lead them safely to the light. When this old world is blown asunder and all the stars fall from the sky, someone really loves you. We'll live forever, you and I. I'm gonna live forever. I'm gonna cross that river. I'm gonna catch tomorrow night. I'm gonna live forever. I'm gonna cross that river, I'm gonna catch tomorrow night. River, I'm gonna catch tomorrow night.
Thank you for that. There we go. Let's laugh.
Time now for another Stan and Haney stand-up comedy classic. Classic comedy the way it used to be on 96 K-Rock.
One of the things I did not know before I got married that I found out after I got married is that every single day of my married life, I would be discussing the tone in my voice. I was not aware, as a single man, that I so often speak in the incorrect tone. I thought it was a marriage. Apparently, it's a musical. I walk around the house, one of those round black Glee Club things. How about that one? Am I getting closer? It's your tone. My tone. Yes, your tone. What's wrong with my tone? I don't like your tone. What do you want me to do? You better change your tone. Ever heard that? My actual speaking voice that I am using right now to communicate with you is not welcome in my house. That's why I'm out here talking to you.
Have yourselves a great weekend. Lord willing, we're back here on Monday, 2 o'clock. We'll do it all over again. We're the Stan and Haney Show, 96 K-Rock, and we leave you this afternoon with this.
And now, here's the youngster who did it when they said it couldn't be done. The superstar of the Super Bowl, ladies and gentlemen, here is Joe Namath.
Broadway Joe!
Hey!
Oh, it's a shame you can't be up our neck of the woods. Got a big party going on over on Fort Myers Beach at Shuckers. Our own Carly, she's very pretty, and she's over there right now. And everybody's going over there having a good time.
Well, if there's one thing Broadway Joe loves, it's a pretty girl.
Yes. Yes. As you age, though, the girls that you are attracted to stay the same.
Isn't that a funny thing?
You know, you were going out with, you know, 20-year-olds when you were in your 20s. You were going out with 20-year-olds when you were in your 30s, your 40s, your 50s, 60s, 70s.
Yeah, it finally all came to an end when my daughter said, "Dad, please."
Can you make rhyme or reason out of all of this changing football schedule that we've been having the past couple of weeks with this COVID, and then you got the Titans practicing when they weren't supposed to, and their game's postponed. It doesn't go until like Tuesday, maybe. It's getting crazy with the COVID and the NFL.
Well, I don't understand what they're doing, because I would think that traditionally the way the NFL has been is, let's say, hypothetically, that in the last game played, that four of Tennessee's starting linemen all got broken legs. Well, they'd be expected to play the next week.
Yeah.
So why don't they just isolate the sick ones and let the rest of them play?
Yeah, I know. And then all the situation with Buffalo having to play a Tuesday game and then a Thursday night game. They're going to have to reschedule that. You got the Patriots in the middle of the afternoon on a Monday.
And in the middle of the season, you got an undefeated team, and you're telling them you're not allowed to practice.
Yep.
You can't even go and throw the football around.
COVID, it's a different world in 2020, Broadway. I know you're isolating in your home and haven't stepped out very much.
Well, that's normal, though.
Did you foresee the Chicago Bears beating the Tampa Bay Buccaneers last night?
No, Tom Brady beat the Buccaneers last night.
Yeah. Didn't even know what down it was.
I'll tell you this. There have been, because, you know, back in my day, we didn't have any concussion protocols or any of that nonsense. And there were times when I was on the football field and I didn't even know what city I was in. But never did I not know what the down and distance was.
I mean, unbelievable. Unbelievable with a future Hall of Famer. Incredible. Here they are. Broadway Joe's NFL picks for week number 5 in the National Football League. His winners on Sunday: Atlanta, Kansas City, Arizona, Pittsburgh, the Rams, Baltimore, Houston, San Francisco, Indianapolis, Dallas, and Seattle. Monday night, he likes... Well, Monday afternoon, he likes New England. Monday night, he likes New Orleans. And on Tuesday night, he likes Buffalo. We got through them all, Broadway.
What an ordeal.
It is an ordeal. And somehow I got the gut feeling that as this season progresses, there's going to be more stuff like this. Changing of schedules, testing positive, this, moving the games. I think there's going to be a lot of it.
Well, there's only one thing you can be certain of. Whatever it is, Roger Goodell will be driving the clown car.
There he goes. There goes Broadway.
Blue skies.
Yeah.
Every day's a gift.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.